This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, want to give a quick shout out to KACT 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas. Thank you for your trust. Welcome aboard again, KACT 1360 AM, who just picked us up out of Andrews, Texas. Again, we appreciate your trust. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1 Double E. Folks, I want to read a quick note real quick. And by the way, a quick note real quick. I just received from Grandma Marchiandio. It's kind of funny, her last name, but it was really sweet what she wrote. I want to highlight that in just a moment. Before I get to that, please go to the phones if you'd like to. At the next three segments, you can jump on at any time. Please stick to topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you can also understand that if you're the first-time listener to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, do understand that George Washington said that religion and morality are the essential pillars to civil society. And it was President Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, that said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and rightly so. And do a little homework on your Constitution, the oaths sworn to uphold that Constitution, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. What we're doing is giving you resolve, answers to bring about resolves. Though we may tell you what the problem is, we're also giving you the answers to the problems, because that's what's missing in this country, namely through the counterfeit Christians and or the counterfeit conservatives. Conservatives, friends, by the way, are preservatives, and that all comes from being the salt of the world and salt to the earth. And who did that come from? Well, the light of man. His name is Jesus Christ. Folks, let me jump over to this letter really quick from Grandma. Last week, as you all well know, I was getting beat up for actually correcting people, instructing people, reproving people. And people in this country just don't like to be told what the truth is. And by the way, that's why they're in trouble today, because they have wickedly departed from their God. But for the most part, I want to let you know it's completely backfiring. The support has been coming in, and we totally appreciate it. To those that are willing to stick to what the Word of God says in the Constitution, rather than to be pushed or moved about by their emotions, only to be swayed out of their God-given rights that have been bestowed upon them. As a matter of fact, friends, it was none other than Abraham Lincoln that said, our God government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government. Well, folks, guess what? We don't want to change the government. And folks, just think about this. They have most people in this country believing that we're a democracy when in fact we're not. Going back to the premise, the presupposition that God gave government because God is, first and foremost, through the Declaration of Independence, and he established through what? Common law, the Mosaic Institution, God's moral law, the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, what we have today in this country. And interestingly enough, we have a bunch of useful idiots out there, a good portion of them, that don't even realize who we are or what we're premised upon as far as our God-given government institution, Exodus 18:21. But see, what people are doing is they're being moved away and swayed around by their emotions rather than being ruled by their principles. As a matter of fact, I was on a radio show one day, and a guy said to me, "So what's your opinion?" I said, "Well, to be honest with you, Chad, my opinion matters no more than yours does because we're ruled by law, not by opinion." But look at Mr. President Abraham Lincoln said, "Our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government." Well, folks, let's get back to principle. And I said to Chad, going back to the radio interview, I said, "See, the problem that we're having today is that we used to be rooted all in the same principles. Therefore, we could have differing opinions, but they were still rooted in the same opinions. Now, through the schools that are being indoctrinated through International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind, and or Common Core, folks, they're illegally indoctrinating kids today. So therefore, what they're doing is they're dividing the people against one another in this country, only to divide and conquer. And when they have different opinions, well, they're rooted in different principles, if you even want to call them that. See, that's why we're in trouble today. So let's go over to Grandma. What does Grandma have to say? She said, "Bradley, you are not only correct, you are speaking righteousness. In our haste to be through with the present pain, we lift up our God of the moment. Recently, I found myself joining in the chorus of acclamations, then just assuredly switched to almost full-on hatred because Mr. Trump is so, well, humanly unwise. I'd say I was nearly schizophrenic. I had stopped praying for God's will, believing that that was already in the works. Several months ago, our Lord Jesus spoke the word where he was alone. He sets the authorities in place, and he alone disposes them to pray for those whom he has set in place. Oh, being at the top of the list of my soul, Mr. Trump is not a chosen one yet, or if I confess my own lack of godly wisdom, I too had slipped into the abyss of lanting or wanting friends." In other words, lacking. She's using Old English as a king. So in other words, I too had slipped into the abyss of wanting Donald Trump as our king. The song of old, "My people and my hope is built on nothing else than Jesus Christ. My righteousness is plain in my soul. Bradley, thank you for your article. The church has abdicated its biblical role on earth long ago. We have proven our sin is so to the entire earth can spit on our Lord." And that's exactly what they're doing. He said, "I am clear of my own ignorance, assumption, walk off a cliff. At the end of the day, I am giving our Lord God his due. A few of us claiming to belong to him are having our earthly idols shattered. In those stead, out of those ashes rise the one true God, and now eternally, amen." Amen. Hey, now, folks, that's the end aim here. The end aim is to simply get away from elevated man, his reprobate state, his the arm of the flesh. "Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord." I'm just simply trying to show you who's in charge here. I'm trying to show you, friends, through the Word of God, once again, where we're to put our trust, who we're to give our allegiance to, and not that to the arm of the flesh. Because every time the American people, or any other peoples globally, friends, give their allegiance to the arm of the flesh, without fail, a tyrant reigns at the end of the day. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is lay out the premise, prevention is better than cure. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4 ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we were just talking about this yesterday, and I had shared with you that, for the most part, I don't trust created bureaucracies, the CIA, the FBI, so on and so forth. And interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pamela Geller just wrote, "Did the FBI want us dead in Garland, Texas?" As a matter of fact, the Daily Beast recently reported that the days before an ISIS sympathizer attacked a cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, he received a text from an undercover FBI agent, "Tear up Texas." The agent messaged Elton Simpson days before he opened fire at the Draw Muhammad event, according to an affidavit filed in federal court on Thursday. The Beast's reporter also revealed that the undercover agent was at our free speech event in Garland, where Simpson and Nadar Sofi attempted a jihad massacre. Why is the FBI encouraging jihad massacres in the United States of America? This reporter goes on and says, and others in the left-wing media have pounced on the incitement entrapment angle, which is absurd. These jihadis were plotting jihad at the Super Bowl, planning to travel to Syria to join ISIS, and were supposed to believe that we were entrapped. What could anyone say to you or me that would make you a mass murderer? Nothing. But listen carefully to what Pamela Geller said. What I do believe is that the undercover FBI agents have to play along with the jihadis they're dealing with, because in order to be an informant, you have to have credibility. But listen carefully. It's a whole other thing if you're encouraging and cheering on the proposed murder of Americans who are standing in defense of the freedom of speech, and then not doing anything about it. Why did the FBI only have one agent there and not a team waiting for them to shoot back? In the wake of Garland, this is your FBI, friends, the media attacks on us were overwhelmingly and overreaching stories. But outside of that, one of the stories that bubbled to the surface was that the FBI knew about the attack before it happened in Garland. but did not alert law enforcement or my security apparatus, said Pamela Gelder. She said, when I first heard that the FBI had prior notice of the attack, I thought it was a very short-term notice. Yet it was assumed by many people that the FBI had some sketchy prior knowledge of the attack, but nothing particularly specific. Now we find that they were in on the planning of the jihadi attack in Garland, Texas, and did nothing about it. If you recall, the FBI only got around to alerting Garland police about Simpson's jihad plans about 3 hours before Pamela Geller's event in Garland, Texas. It was Garland police, not the FBI, that coordinated all the super security efforts with its own security team. The FBI knew about the impending attack. One of their agents told Simpson's to tear up Texas, and an accomplishment of or of Simpson was even communicating with the undercover agent at the time of the attacks. Now, why would there be communication between the FBI and those that were committing a jihadi in an attempt to kill everybody in that Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas, friends? See, because just like Mr. Joseph Mengele said, who was under the SS, he said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Now, the problem that the American people have is that they believe the lie more than they believe the truth. They only believe so much truth as to the truth in which they walk, but if it goes outside of that, nah, we're just not going to believe that. See, that's why those in government so appreciate the American people for allotting them and allowing them to do the things that they do to you on a daily basis. Because just like Joseph Mengele rightly said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe that we are doing it to you. And just forget about how dictators operate. Just forget about the dictators of the past so history can repeat itself. We know that with none other than Adolf Hitler, he used to create his own chaos constantly, and then he would constantly come in as the problem solver. Well, America, what are they aiming for? You just have to ask yourself that question. Who's been under attack since September 11th? Just asking you, America. You have been. How many bureaucracies have been created to upend your sovereignty, America? How many bureaucracies have been aiming at you as their end aim as far as who the real terrorists are? Just ask the DHS. I can go down that whole road of facts that have come to the surface over and over again since September 11th. When is the American people and when are you, America, going to wake up to the fact that you're the problem in this country if you believe the truth? You are the terrorists, America. Now, I'm going to jump topics really quick. Going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hackers set to release private videos of the Clintons. The world will see the real Hillary. WikiLeaks guy Julian Assange, WikiLeaks to release proof of Hillary rigging elections. Folks, you know that this is all true. WikiLeaks to release proof of Hillary rigging elections. Hey, America, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? Who's supposed to take care of the problems when you're the ones that are under attack? Don't say, well, the government's supposed to do that. Yes, we're way beyond that. In a perfect world, in a perfect little world in America, yes, you're exactly right. And it should be that way because that is their purpose, to protect and to repeal invasion from the outside and to bring crime to an end within. Their purpose is to restrain men from violating God's moral law from within and without. But we see that they've gone way beyond that. So who's going to correct the problem if not you? Jumping over, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Government now targeting gunsmiths with enormous fees in the latest gun prohibition measure. America, the administration is aiding your enemy at every given step. It is your government that is not only aiding your enemy, friends, but it is also your government, not American government, mind you, folks. But it is also your government that is trying to disarm you as they are aiding your enemy. What is the definition of treason? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Olympic shooter Kim Rode. Mass shootings have been occurring in some of the strictest gun law countries in the world. Yep, but they never highlight the fact that there's a restriction concerning the right to bear arms. Hey, and furthermore, friends, when you read Article 2 or the amendment, the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, hey, folks, your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated whatsoever. You've allowed corruption in government to get you to the point where you have to ask them, the corrupt, for permission to bear arms when God has already given you the right to do that. How absolutely ridiculous and backwards, America. But that's where you're at today. And you cannot blame anybody else for the position that you put yourselves into. And furthermore, what's also interesting is the executive orders that come behind gun control. Executive orders, how are they constitutional? I can't find that in the Constitution. Furthermore, where is this administration getting the authority concerning executive orders? I'll tell you, I can tell you right off the bat. The executive orders that are being implemented unlawfully on the American people are only being implemented upon the ignorant and those that are allowing this government to enslave them further. It was St. Augustine that said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would still be more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. It would still be more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. That's what's happening here. See, the truth of the scripture has never been more obvious in American history when it comes to a one administration, namely the one that we're dealing with today. The present one. When it tells us the wicked walk on every side. When the vilest of men are exalted, Psalm 12:8. Barack Hussein Obama, along with his incompetent outlaws, they are operating outside of the scope of authority given unto them to represent we the people by magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Well, him and his incompetent outlaws have set their sights on law-abiding gun owners in an attempt to, again, infringe upon your rights, America, that God has bestowed upon you. Again, read Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. I shared with you that during his last year of his incumbency, he is doing this with the permission of the American people. And folks, I also told you during the last year of his incumbency, which we're still a part of right now, he's going to assail you the way that he's never assailed you before, because he's been given just permission to do the things that he's done to this point. So folks, executive orders, where is this administration or any other administration actually deriving their authority concerning executive orders? From the ignorance of the American people that don't know the difference, I'm going to highlight it. I'm going to show you what the law says, and I'm going to show you as well who's breaking the law, America, and it's not them that have the guns.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, where is this administration, getting its authority from? Scripture tells us the wicked walk in every side when the vilest men are exalted, Psalm 12:8. Talking about Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, along with his incompetent outlaws, having set their sights on the law-abiding gun owners in an attempt to infringe, to violate your God-given rights, America. And again, he's doing this with the permission of the American people, who are adding strength to tyranny by allowing him to violate law, which he is not above. As a matter of fact, he wants to bring forth more unconstitutional executive orders to accomplish this. By any means necessary, say the radical Muslims. Well, how does that work? Unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those who possess it. And this I know, my lords, that where the law ends, tyranny begins. William Pitt, John Locke also said that as well. One of the founders of our constitutional republic, along with William Blackstone and Charles D. Montesquieu. Listen carefully. Unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those who possess it. Unlimited power concerning those that are incumbent, those that serve we the people, they believe that they're above the law, and we can see this on a daily basis because they are continuously violating our constitutional law. So therefore, unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those who possess it. So the corrupt minds, those of those that serve we the people, that feel that they have unlimited power, are only there because they believe that the American people do nothing about the crimes that they're committing against them. And William Pitt goes on and says, Now I know, my lords, that where the law ends, tyranny begins. And that is exactly right. And let me go back to what Mr. Einstein had rightly said, friends. He had said that the Constitution and the strength of the Constitution lies within the American people that are willing to enforce it. So if you want to fail to be the law, then you're going to reap what you allow. And that's exactly what you're doing. First, understand that the Declaration of Independence, this is important that you understand what I'm going to say next. First, understand that the Declaration of Independence underlies the Constitution. It is called the seedbed. It holds the rights of the people that they come from God. Remember what John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s. He said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God. Okay? It holds that the rights of the people come from God. America, your rights come from God, not from the privileges of the state, the way that they want you to believe that they are. And that the powers of the government come from the people. So God gives you rights, people, and then you delegate powers over to those that you allow to represent you. Those that represent we the people, say at the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, not they the government, because in this country the government is we the people. That's how the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America starts out, friends. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, so on. So it holds the rights of the people come from God and that the powers of government come from the people. Okay? Exodus 18:21. This is in fact the reason that this government is at war with God and his people. And I want to go back. Read Revelations 12:17. I want to go back, especially to the new listeners right now. When I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama, you do need to understand that this administration, and we can go back a couple more, friends, we have been under attack by a foreign government in this country within, not without. This has been going on for a long time. And they are using useful idiots within that will sell out to special interests because the people no longer demand that the representatives serve them and the laws that have been established through the sacrifice of hundreds and thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we now have. John 15:13. They sacrifice themselves. They put themselves on the altar to give us a gift called freedom. And as you know, friends, freedom was given unto us not to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be doing. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Secondly, executive orders are defined. Listen, this is important for you to understand. United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government. I want you to understand something right here, American. I'm going to make this as simple as I can. The federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not the creature of the federal government. You have it completely backwards. We see federal government now. What they do is they compile all authority. And what they do is they wield power over the American people because the American people don't know the difference. The states have the authority to resist. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights when you get a moment. So again, federal government is the creature of the states, not the other way around. The states are not the creatures of the federal government. And yet the American people believe that the federal government has the final say-so when in fact nothing, again, could be further from the truth. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution, not without. So when they take authority from a legislative power which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution, I said by the Constitution, or are made pursuant to the acts of Congress, that's we the people, that's our voice, the representatives of we the people, that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power, delegated legislation, Okay? Like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws states, nor going to the judges. Are the judges there to judge by the standard which they are judged by? Listen again. Judges are there to judge the standard by which they themselves are judged by. In other words, we the people in this country and our government, which is an extension of who we are, we're all ruled by the same law. Nobody is above that law. And by the way, all laws must be congruent with God's moral law, because if they are outside of that, they are null and void. Oh, hang on a second. It gets better. It gets better. So judges are there to judge the standard by which they themselves are judged by, and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. Now here's the kicker, friends. This is the part I love. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. In other words, the Constitution is not there to support what they call executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution, refers to the title of president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Let me say it again. Take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Folks, we have rights. And guess what? Those rights that God has bestowed upon us are in line with the lawgiver. If we step outside of law, no longer do we have rights, because we forfeited our rights. So in other words, when we're talking about executive order from this president where he attacks our God-given rights, they are null and void. They are null and void. He has no constitutional power behind him whatsoever. Only by force through totalitarian methods can he enforce his unconstitutional law. And that is the problem that you're having today. That's the problem, America, that you're having today. Because what he's doing is he's enforcing through totalitarian means that which he does not have the authority to enforce. He can only do it by the sword. Okay? And this is why Robert Winthrop, the former Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, said either you're going to be ruled by the Word, the Bible, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. So which one's it going to be, America? Executive orders have no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. So for him to come in, or any other president or any other representative, start talking about disarming the people through executive order, just ask them to show me in the Constitution where it has constitutional provision. It carries none. Zero. Zilch. Not an iota, folks, because it runs counter to who we are in this country. It runs counter to our laws. So go to Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5. They face impeachment, which is Article 2, Section 4. Most executive orders use the constitutional reasoning as the authorization, allowing for the issuance to be justified as a part of the president's sworn duties. The intent being to help direct officers of the United States executive carry out their delegated duties as well as the normal operations by the federal government. The consequence of failing to comply with the law is being the removal of the office, friends. They have failed time and time again to justify lawfully their provisions, which are not found in the Constitution, so therefore America, it is null and void. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution, either in a clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress to the president. He has not ever been given that, friends. Not by we the people. And by the way, your representatives, when they stand out and they start acting like a bunch of outlaws and they begin creating out of thin air executive orders which are not found, or is there any provision or statute to give constitutional provision, then you deal with them lawfully. So therefore, if the executive order is not congruent, again, with the United States Constitution, friends, I love this, then it is simply null and void. it need not apply. Nor, America, does it apply. Because there's no judicial interpretation, no compromise, no debate. Why? It is because neither this nor any other administration has the power nor the authority to act out of their scope of authority. I love it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Sons of Liberty, a little shy today, are we, friends? You know, if you want to justify this through common sense, you know, we are to look to the Word of God for the simplicity that's found in Christ. Go to Luke 11:21 when you get a moment. Common sense comes into play here. We have an administration that's been busy trying to disarm the American people while aiding and abetting the enemies within and without, who's allied with your sworn enemies at every given turn, America. St. Augustine said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. How would they do that? Through executive orders. Hey, if it looks like law, it smells like law, it has the color of law. I'm here to tell you today, America, it's not law. I don't care what they say. It is not law. Furthermore, when we're talking about those that represent we the people, I'm trying to find truth in any of them for the most part. Executive orders. Again, America, where is this administration getting this authority? Where are legislators? And why are legislators, especially in a time of terror, America, why are they trying to disarm you? What should tell you who the terrorists are? As a matter of fact, definition of terrorism, friends, is found in guess what? It's found in the Old English Dictionary, and guess what it defines out as to be? It defines out as a government by force, is what the definition, the original definition of terrorism is. A government by force. Is that not what we're seeing today, America? Because I'm just curious to know who's doing all this. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as the governments by intimidation. Governments by intimidation is the definition of terrorism. The original definition. Keep in mind also, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Of course it is. Who's selling you out, America? It's your representatives. It's your sin that's finding you out. Numbers 32:23. So executive orders, friends. I mean, here you have it, America. You have a government that comes to the guise of an executive order. Well, it sounds like they know what they're talking about. You know, they must know something. They were put in that position. Yeah, who put them there, number one? And number two, why do they speak a language that nobody seems to understand? And when you bring up the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, they don't understand what the Declaration or what the Constitution of the United States has to say. Because they don't know it. They're speaking a language of their own. It's foreign to America. America? And when we're talking about constitutional executive orders here, folks, there's a difference between the constitutionality of an executive order and those that are outside of unconstitutional executive orders. And that's what I'm highlighting today. I want you to listen carefully. If an executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, it again is null and void, period. Because there's no judicial interpretation, nor compromise, no debate. And why? It's because neither this nor any other administration has the power nor the authority to act out of their scope of authority. Mayberry versus Madison, 1803. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. They don't apply. Thomas Jefferson, Eliot, page 4, 187 and 188. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot be made in pursuance of its powers. In other words, it can't work against itself. The latter will be nugatory and void, null and void. Alexander Hamilton, Eliot, 2362. The laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere. Furthermore, friends, when you're talking about the Bill of Rights, guess what that means to those that serve we the people? Thou shall not. They don't have a right to overthrow your rights, America. Think with me here. Alexander Hamilton said the laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere, and when they depart from this sphere the way they have in the present, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme over that of federal government. Oh, I hate saying the truth. Oh, I just hate saying that, man. Really? Never heard this before. Wow, that's really nice to know. And I remember talking to Larry Pratt one time, Gun Owners of America, and I said, you know, I've been hearing, this is years ago, I've been hearing from a lot of people that say they can pry that gun out of their dead cold hands. In other words, I was encouraging Larry to believe that there was some hope found in the American people that weren't willing to just go ahead and disarm and then turn in their guns to a tyrannical system of government, which is trying to establish a global government. And he just kind of shot that down really quick. He said, well, look how far they've already let it go. I said, that's exactly right. I said, shutting up, sir. The American people are going to wait until their backs are up against the wall. I'm here to tell you, your backs are up against the wall. You have an administration trying to strip you of everything that has been bestowed upon you through the sacrifice of, first and foremost, the Son of God, and in the natural, that would be in the spiritual and in the natural, what our veterans fought, bled, died fighting against, in which the American people are tolerating today. William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers thereon granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It's not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Hey, America, who's granted this criminal in the White House power to violate the supreme law of the land? Nobody has. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Who has granted this criminal in the White House power to violate constitutional law? Nobody has. Alexander Hamilton again, the Federalist Papers, 33, concerning the Supremacy Clause. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution. Hey, folks, I'm just telling you what your forefathers said. Is there some new idea in operation that now we can defend ourselves from those that the President of the United States, the criminal himself, the foreigner in the White House, is actually escorting into your cities? If he's not releasing illegal felons on your streets from American prisons in the amount of 68,000, now he's letting 10,000 Syrians, illegals, coming into America, causing them to, as again, to the American ignorance of the American people, to believe that these people are impervious to the laws of our Constitution. No, keep in mind, the radical Muslims in the United States of America already believe that they are above American law, just like the president of the American people in the White House. By the way, he's not my president. The Constitution of the United States is. That is the supreme law of the land. And who is the lawgiver? That's my daddy. That's who I listen to. Because like our forefathers said, we have no king but King Jesus. And again, that's why they were flagging, waving the flags, friends, flagging them about all throughout the colonies, appeal to heaven. And those that serve we the people give the same allegiance that I'm talking about right now. But what they do is they swear to uphold the Constitution before they become a part of our system in representing we the people, incumbent. And then what they do is they get there and then they begin to attack us the day after, just like this criminal in the White House did and has been doing for 7 3/4 years. Listen to what Alexander Hamilton said. He said, there is no position which depends on clearer principles than that very act of a delegated authority which comes from you, America, contrary to the commission under which it is exercised, is void. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. There is no position which depends on clearer principles than that every act of a delegated authority. America, where do they derive their just powers from? We, the people. Have you given him authority or any other representative an authority to violate your right to bear arms or any other right that God has bestowed upon you, namely the First Amendment, freedom of speech? Which is found within laws. See, God hasn't given us the right to violate law. But these people who are working and at warring with God in the God of heaven, which is their first and their last mistake, friends, they're trying to teach America to war with God to see if they can win the day like any other tyrant of the past. But see, they don't learn from history, America. Are you learning from history?
Yes.
Listen to what he said. Anything contrary to the United States Constitution, hey, folks, cannot be valid. No legislative act can be valid. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.